I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, sitting in for Del Walmsley today, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, I get a lot of email from folks from around the country, and I would tell you that the one question I get asked repeatedly is this: how do I get started with real estate investing? And quite frankly, you know, there's a lot of different avenues that you can go by. I mean, there's a lot of gurus out there. There's folks that, you know, are propping up companies because they see an opportunity to make a few quick bucks. They're offering so-called mentoring services. They're offering, you know, a deep education platform. And, you know, Just to be very clear with you, a lot of those organizations are just a lot of fluff. There's not a lot of substance to them. I mean, if we're relating it to a sports analysis, there's no deep bench on those teams. Now, when it comes to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's a little bit different. We've been around for about 30 years. We've been doing this, you know, routinely, day in and day out. We have a map to success that works. We can get you retired in 5 years or less. We can get you to stop relying on your 401ks, your IRAs, and your pensions for a retirement that really isn't a retirement. And more importantly, we teach you how to use passive income to replace your ordinary income, because that's the secret sauce, folks. I mean, I don't care what any of those gurus out there tell you. You know, the majority of the information that they're putting out there, can be found free in a library or on the internet, you know. But the problem you've got is this: there's a lot of good information out there that you can glean, but there's a lot of disinformation out there too. So that creates a huge problem for you. You know, what information do you choose? What information do you avoid? And do you go into a trial and error method? You know, do you try this and see if it works and get a result, and then you don't get the result you want? So maybe you switch gears, you try something a little bit differently, and you get a different result. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to put something together. It's a puzzle that you don't even have a picture for. And it's a very difficult process. Could you do it? Sure, you could do it. But at what cost? I mean, at the end of the day, why not just sit down and go through a dedicated educational platform that's going to get you from where you are now to a place that you want to be? It's that simple. And on today's show, I've got a very special guest. His name is David Ruzicka. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member for several years now. And one of the things that David does is he goes around the country and he presents what we call our free workshop. And this is an opportunity for you to come in and literally kick the tires of Lifestyles Unlimited, see what we're all about, go through 2 hours with us. It's pretty intense, and we give you information you can use, okay? And the most important thing that we offer is membership in our organization, and that membership is critical to your success. So, hey, with no further ado, let me bring David on the line. David, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Good to hear you, Al.
Well, it's good to have you on the show today, David. You know, it's you're a great friend of mine. We've had some good times traveling around the country, meeting different folks, helping folks to find the Lifestyles Unlimited way, and it's just been rewarding for me. How about for you?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love being able to, I like being able to travel to different places in the country and see people who are doing real estate investing or who are just getting started, and then meet people who have been with Lifestyles as members, just average people like you and me for a couple of years that are just doing tremendous things in their personal financial lives.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, especially when you get to watch the transformation of somebody that comes in. They're a little skeptical. They're not sure that they believe anything that they're hearing. They take a leap of faith, they become members, and then you get the opportunity to watch them grow and mature and you know, set goals for themselves and then just crush those goals.
Yeah, so to stop right there for just a second, because you said that, just real quickly, I know I'm kind of getting the cart before the horse. Is that how it works? I was doing a free workshop here in Houston back last fall, and this guy comes in, then a security card comes in, guy comes in, somebody's car was run into in the garage by somebody else. It was this guy. So he has to leave the workshop. He actually goes downstairs. He comes back. I'm still talking. It's a 90-minute workshop. He comes back and he sits down and I'm thinking, man, that's just horrible. I said, is your car okay? He said, oh no, it got beat up a little bit, but it's okay. Go ahead. So I finished the workshop. 4 months later, he owns 7 rent houses. He had never done real estate before. He's like a superstar. He had a big obstacle right in the beginning that would have caused some people to say, oh, it's just not for me. I need to go home. And went from zero to 90 pretty quick there in spite of that obstacle.
Wow, that's a huge testimony. You know, I had an opportunity to interview another one of our members yesterday. Her name's Claire, and it's kind of a similar circumstance. You know, came into Lifestyles Unlimited, was very unsure about, you know, the map, not sure if she could follow it, that kind of thing. And next thing you know, she takes that leap forward, and she's buying 6 rental houses within 2 months. Just an amazing, amazing transformation that people go through. So tell me. What is the most rewarding thing to you when it comes to doing these free workshops?
I guess the most rewarding thing is just seeing people who are in a situation like I was, where I'm really not investing. I've got a savings plan. I throw money into an IRA and it just sits there. It's in a mutual fund. It's in an index fund that you know, mirrors the S&P 500. And I'm thinking I'll be working till I'm 100. At the time I was a pastor, so I didn't mind working till I was 100, but I'd like to do it for free rather than have to worry about paying the bills with what I'm doing. And to see people kind of catch that glimmer, and then you see them at the 2-day, and then you see them come into the case studies, and they're just on fire, and you see them change their lives. I guess that's the most rewarding thing, is just being able to be there at the beginning and watch that happen.
Yeah, I've got that same experience myself, and you know, having been a member for a couple of years now, I've had that opportunity to see people go through that transformation. And you know, I've got a good buddy that has been a member for a little while, and you know, it took him a little while to get past the fear. I mean, he became a member, went through all the education, but he was still wrought with fear. And he is finally taking that step forward, and he's buying his first investment property. And I just want to high five the guy. You know, it's like overcoming that fear is such a tremendous thing. What do you think about that?
Oh, I completely understand that feeling. So I remember buying my first house, and at one point in the middle of the process, I thought, okay, I need to put the fear aside, because I've got the best help that I can find on the planet to do this. I've got the best coaching. I've got successful people all around me. Worst case, it doesn't work out, but at least I tried to do something different with a different map than what I've been using. And it was a great success, actually. It was a house with, you know, over 100% equity capture and 70% a year cash flow. So it worked out well, but it was kind of putting that fear aside and saying, I just need to move forward and experience something different. And it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, you know, people have that mentality when it comes to fear. They think real estate is just a really risky business, and you know, they've heard the horror stories out there. And what do you say to folks that think, you know, real estate is just too risky to get involved with?
Well, I love Zig Ziglar. He's passed away now. He was a Dallas guy, one of the great motivational speakers, I guess, for years. And he came up with an acrostic. He said, fear is false. Sometimes fear is false evidence appearing real. And if somebody else is doing, if somebody else is doing something successfully and they're like you, then that's a sign that there may, but you're afraid to do what they're doing. That's a sign that there may be some false evidence appearing real in that process. And that's one thing we talk about in the free workshop is we go through some of those fears that people have. Like, it takes too much time, it's too risky, they're going to burn the house down, they're going to trash it and leave it in the middle of the night. We deal with those fears straight up in the free workshop.
Yeah, absolutely you do. I've seen that happen. I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to a break, David. Will you stay on with me for another segment or two? Because we'd really love to get your insight as to how things go. Hey, this is Al Gordon on the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and I have my good friend David Ruzicka on the line with us today. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. So in the last segment, David and I were talking a little bit about, you know, these free workshops that we do, sharing some stories about it, and really just kind of getting into the nuts and bolts of, you know, the mechanics of what we do. Now, I'm the first one to tell you that if you're listening to the show, you are not getting the entire free workshop. up. You're getting little pieces of it here and there. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you really want to get moving forward, you've got to go to one of our free workshops. It's where David started. It's where I started. It's where everybody has started. Everybody starts at the free workshop, and from there you progress. And quite frankly, it's a great experience. And David is one of our free workshop presenters. He travels around the country helping people understand that real estate investing is the vehicle that they should be following in order to achieve retirement status. So in the last segment, David, we were talking a little bit about that fear that grips people. I think one of those things, fear things that hits folks really is just, it's a time factor. You know, the people are working 40, 50, 60, in some cases 70 and 80 hours a week, and they're barely, you know, struggling to make ends meet. They're barely getting enough time to do the laundry and, you know, spend time with the family, let alone sleep. But what would you say to folks with regards to, you know, the risk of time with real estate investing?
Yeah, one of my good friends, this is how good a friend he is. He called me last night at 11:30. I was driving, he said, "Are you home yet?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I got a flat tire. You won't believe it, I got a flat tire." And my response was, "Why did I answer the phone when I saw it was you?" but I went and picked him up. That's a side note. That's how good a friend I am to him. But the thing is, he bought his first 10 houses while he was working a 60-hour-a-week job. So you can do it. It is, I mean, the whole point of the deal is, I mean, I love buying houses because I like taking something that is just trashed and make it look beautiful and make it a safe, clean place for somebody to live. But when I say I love doing that, I don't do it because I'm the most unhandy guy in the world. In the last 2 years, I actually changed out the inside of one of our toilets at home. You know, all that stuff in the back, it took me 3 hours, YouTube, and a couple of calls to friends. But I got it done, and I felt like I was a rock star doing that. But that's not what I do. I don't want to be a handyman. I want to be a real estate investor. And so I have a team of people that I call to do those things. So I don't stay away from paintbrushes and mechanical issues and things like that because that's below me. Beneath me, actually, in terms of skill level, a lot of that is way above me. But I do that because I want to be a successful real estate investor. And that's what we teach you to do at Lifestyles, is to be a successful real estate investor. So you work on your business instead of in your business. And like I said, 60 hours a week, this guy was working a very stressful job, was able to leave it because he went and started buying rental houses and bought 10 while he was doing that job. Ended up with, I think he's got 22 or 23 houses now.
Pretty amazing that, you know, all you have to do is find that balance, and we make it easy for you, especially when, you know, you hit on a key term there. You said, you know, you build that team, and that is so important to the real estate investor's success. I mean, who's on your team, by the way, David?
I had a mentor, a friend that had done a lot of real estate investing with the Lifestyles model, owned a lot of houses. I had a contractor that took care of some stuff. I had a roofer. I had a foundation guy. I mean, all these different people that were part of my team that made as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that first deal that I mentioned in the first segment that made that all work. And on every single investment, that's what I've done. I've had a team of people that have worked with me that I'm orchestrating the deal. I'm not working the deal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense to me. And I think what's really important is that one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited provides is that deep bench of vendors that you can call upon so that you can build that team real easily. Was that your experience, or did you have to, you know, thumb through the internet or, you know, call a bunch of people and ask for referrals? How did you go about finding those teammates?
Oh no! I didn't thumb through anything. I went to our vendor list. I searched through that. Then I talked to some other members and said, "Hey, who do you like for this?" And because that's one of the things that's wonderful about Lifestyles is you're surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. You're not out there shooting in the dark by yourself, hoping you find a better way. And And so that was a very easy process for me, just to find the right people for the right job. Talk about a deep bench. That's where a huge benefit comes from being part of Lifestyles.
You know, you mentioned a concept called networking. You didn't say networking, but it was pretty clear to me that's exactly what you were talking about. What is the networking experience like at Lifestyles Unlimited?
That makes me think of one thing that you'll hear over and over, is that we believe in an abundance mentality. Usually networking is difficult, because when people have something, you know, you're talking to somebody and they've done some kind of good investing and they kind of tell you just enough to make you think that sounds good, but they kind of hold their cards close to the chest or close to the vest. They're keeping their cards covered up. We tell everything here. And so you meet a new member, you say, how'd you do this? The standard answer is they're going to tell you everything you need to know about what they just did, who they used, how they invested, how much they spent, how they found the property, how they found the contractor, whatever the case is. The networking is easy, and we provide a lot of opportunities for people to do that at Lifestyles. And just at the free workshop we're doing in San Diego this weekend, we'll actually have an ambassador who's just a member of Lifestyles, who his job is to make sure that people are able to network there in that area of California.
Yeah, those ambassadors, they do an incredible job. I mean, you know, these are pure volunteers. They don't get paid a nickel, but they are all about helping out the membership. They're all about, you know, building those networking teams. And I'll tell you, it's phenomenal. And in Southern California, they've got a really robust team down there. So you're going out to San Diego this weekend, and you're gonna provide that free workshop out there. And I believe it starts at what, 12 o'clock?
Starts at 12, and we will be there for as long as people want to be to answer questions. We do the workshop, and then we hang around afterwards. The ambassador, who's a local investor, will hang around afterwards, and we'll just answer questions, talk to people for as long as they want to talk, till about 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So it's really a good experience. They get the overall effect, and you know, I would also mention that while we're in San Diego, we're going to have another free workshop out in Baltimore, Maryland, on July 13th. So a lot of opportunities. We'll get into that. And if you would like to talk to me or David, give us a call at 877-711-5211, and to sign up for a free workshop, just go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. This is Al Gordon sitting in for Del today, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a good friend of mine, David Ruzicka, and we are talking about, you know, how you get started at Lifestyles Unlimited, what you need to do, some of the concepts that you need to think about when trying to, you know, get past your middle class mentality and trying to focus on what we call a millionaire's mentality at Lifestyles Unlimited. So David, you and I have had these conversations before. What are your thoughts with regards to, you know, making that transition?
Transition from to a millionaire mentality from a kind of a middle class or an employee mentality?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because I mean, that's really where all of us start. I mean, I know that's where you started. That's where I started. You know, that whole go to school, get a good job, get good grades, you know, that whole nightmare that society taught us about.
Yeah, I mean, we all have that idea. There's this place of peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness that we want to get to. And the path that we're told is what you just said. Go to school, study real hard. So you can get into a good college and then get a good job with a company that's going to be around a long time, like maybe, you know, forever, like Lehman Brothers or Enron. And then work there and hope that they take care of you till the day you die, you know, through your job, through payroll, and then through retirement, through pensions and things like that. And the real question, I think the most important question we have to ask ourselves is what I'm doing effective. Stephen Covey talks about, and this is something I mentioned in the free workshop, Stephen Covey talks about the fact that when it comes to certainly things in terms of money, most of the decisions we make, it's not a moral decision. There's not a moral distinction. I mean, is it stocks or bonds or real estate? The question is not, is that right or wrong? The question is it effective or is it ineffective? And that's kind of the starting point to changing your mindset, is having the courage to look at the answer to that question and say, okay, well, what I'm doing is ineffective. That's certainly the case with me. I was a pastor. I'm not going to get rich doing that. I'm not writing any big books, and I'm not on TV. And so what I'm doing is going to keep me working until I'm 100. Well, that's ineffective because I'm just doing that savings plan, putting the money in the IRA and putting it in an index fund. And so then saying, well, I need to do something differently. I mean, everybody's heard the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. That's how I practice disciplining my kids for the first 10 years of their life. I would discipline them the same way, and they'd do the same thing. I'm thinking, you know, this just doesn't work at all. This is insane. And so then I had to come up with a different plan. But then saying, okay, there's got to be a better map, and figuring out what that map is, and finding people who have already gone where I want to go, and seeing what kind of map they're using and following that map.
Yeah, it's difficult for people to make that transition, though, because we are so stuck in our ways. We've been advised by people that, you know, are mainly our peers, and it's hard to make that step forward, because what we need to do is surround ourselves with those like-minded people. And what we're doing when we're in that middle-class mentality is we're just surrounding ourselves with the same thing that we've been surrounding ourselves with. Let me switch gears on you here just a minute, David, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, that workshop that you're going to do in San Diego. What will we experience if we come to that event?
I'm going to experience a couple things. One, I will talk a little bit about the psychology of investing, the mentality of investing, the difference between an employee mindset and a millionaire mindset. We'll actually have some real life real estate examples in terms of single family investing and multifamily investing, and an introduction to the Lifestyles model, how we do investing, how we build wealth, the five ways that real estate makes money, the five reasons that we choose real estate over any other investment vehicle, and then also hear from some local investors, some people who are just like you and me that are actually in the San Diego area and who've changed their lives through real estate investing.
Yeah, it's amazing to meet those folks, especially our nationwide members. And quite frankly, we're a nationwide company. You might say we're an international company because we do have members that are outside of, you know, the contiguous 48 states, doing well, not including Alaska and Hawaii. But, you know, we've got members in Israel. We've got members, believe it or not, that are over in Afghanistan that are doing these things. And it's amazing to meet these people, to talk to them, to get their insight and to get their experience. I think it's so important for our listeners to make those connections. Don't you?
I do. A friend of mine from the gym, we actually met at the gym, and he shows up one night for a workshop, and I said, I know you. He's actually from India, grew up in India, and he's here. And he's lived in the Netherlands. He lives here now. He's moving to another country. And he says, can I do this if I live somewhere else? And I said, absolutely, you can. And so he joined and was really excited, going out to buy his first house in the next week. And those kind of connections are things that that inspire me and keep me going and keep me moving forward.
Yeah, one of the concepts that we do talk about in the free workshop is that concept of hard money. And I know that, you know, you've gone through that. You understand how hard money works in relation to, you know, acquiring properties and getting them renovated. Can you just give us an idea of what that's like, what that experience was like for you?
Rephrase the question for me. When you say, you want me to explain how hard money works, or you want to explain how I did it with my house?
Yeah, let's go with option B there.
Okay. First of all, my wife and I found a beautiful house in our neighborhood, and we'd been looking forever, and we finally found this great house, and we walked in, and the people had done a lot of upgrades, and she said, this is perfect. We don't have to do anything. And we put the earnest money down, and then as we did the inspection, everything came back good, and she said, you know what? We really need to spend $10,000 on the kitchen. And I was like, wait a minute. It was like switch, you know, bait and switch. I thought we were good. I thought everything was perfect. No, the kitchen needs to change. She was right. It does look better. But when we went to our lender didn't, if I had said, can you also lend us the $10,000 for the kitchen upgrade? The lender would have laughed in my face. I said, no, we don't do that. That's out of your pocket. So we had to put down our 20% and then also $10,000 for the kitchen. But when I go to buy a rent house, an investment property, that house that I talked about in the first segment, it was $50,000. It had an after repair value. If we fixed up everything that needed to be fixed, so it's in brand new condition, it would be worth $100,000. Well, a hard money lender will actually lend me a good portion of the repair costs. He would lend me 70% of the after repair value, not 70% of the purchase price. If it was just a normal deal, I would have been $35,000 out of pocket on a $50,000 house because it had $25,000 worth of repairs. Sorry, I know it's a lot of math, and that gets confusing when you're talking on the radio.
No, it's all good.
Bottom line, it would have been $35,000 out of pocket. Yeah, so he lent me because of the after repair value being $100,000, he lent me $70,000. So at the end of the day, when the deal was done, I was $10,000 total out of pocket on a $50,000 house with a brand new roof, foundation repair, paint inside and out, all new appliances, put in a garbage disposal. The house had never had that. Put in a dishwasher. The house had never had that. Granite counters, beautiful, beautiful house inside and out. And it was worth $100,000 when we were done. And so I had $25,000 of equity capture. That's my equity in the house now. That hard money lending allowed me to be out of pocket only $10,000.
You know, I've heard it. Yeah, actually, it does. It's a great answer. And let me give you a follow-on question. So, you know, I've heard that, you know, these hard money. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to a break. Let me save this question for when we come back. Okay. And it's got to do with the hard money. It's got to do with the costs associated with it. Because I know the listeners are, you know, they're trying to frame all this in their mind. They're trying to understand what we're talking about. Some of the listeners, they totally get it because their lifestyle is unlimited members. But I will tell you, folks, you know, one of the questions I get asked routinely is, how do I get started in Lifestyles Unlimited? And it's as simple as going to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to the free workshop button and you can see all of the free workshops. And quite frankly, if you want to join, you can do that too. So if you would like to call us, give us a call at 877-711-5211. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. This is Al Gordon, and I have my good friend David Ruzicka on the line with me. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Before we went to the break, we kind of got into a discussion about hard money. And, you know, David, I will consider him an expert with hard money because he has actually gone through the process. He has acquired properties using hard money. He understands how to utilize it correctly. He understands that, you know, at a certain point, you've got to get out of that hard money. And what I was about to ask him was this. I've had people ask me the following question. Isn't hard money risky? Isn't it scary? I mean, you know, the interest rates are crazy high. Why would you even mess around with the hard money? And what are your thoughts on that, David?
Well, I'd say two things. Number one, it's not risky. I'm not sure what that's from. And if you're a member of Lifestyles, we have vendors that are Lifestyles vendors that they're independent companies. They don't work for us, but they're on our vendor list that through networking, through talking to other Lifestyles members, you can work with a hard money lender and feel secure about the company that you're dealing with. Number two, the difference between hard money and conventional, as I mentioned before, on that $50,000 house, conventional lending, I would have been $35,000 out of pocket. With a hard money loan, I was $10,000 out of pocket. So huge difference. Number three, you're only in a hard money loan. It's a short-term interest-only asset-based loan. So you're only in that loan for 30 to 45 days. I mean, I'm looking at, I want in and out in 30 days, and I'm rolling into a conventional loan. The whole point of the hard money is to minimize the out-of-pocket costs. But you also said high interest rates. The interest rates for most of our people that are on our vendor list are substantially lower than what they charge the general public. If you call and say, I'm a Lifestyles member, I'd like to do a hard money loan, it's like all of a sudden the interest rate drops pretty dramatically. And so that makes a big difference. But again, it's a 30-day loan. It's a 45-day loan, maybe a 60-day loan if you have a massive rehab. And so even in that case, you're talking about 2 months and $10,000 out of pocket or $35,000 out of pocket. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of math to figure out which is the better deal. Oh, and by the way, when I'm talking about interest rate, we're talking like 9%, 10%. Wow. I haven't checked rates in the last 2 months, but a couple of months ago, I think it was like 9% was a high rate.
That's a pretty good rate, especially for hard money. I know that we have a vendor that I've talked to over in the San Antonio market, and they're actually willing to do 7%. So, yeah, I agree with you. You know, we get specialized pricing.
Rates have dropped. So, yeah, that's why I didn't that's why I said it's been a couple of months. So rates have dropped recently, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And again, you know, we're borrowing money from usually other forms of investors, private investors, and you know, they want to make their money work because, you know, quite frankly, a lot of them have their money locked up in an IRA, and that's about all they can do with it. So let me switch gears on you, though, and let's talk a little bit about flipping versus, you know, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. A lot of folks out there think flipping is a form of investing, and I don't see it. I see it more as a job. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, flipping is a job. I mean, it's not investing. It's an all-American job. There's nothing wrong with flipping, but you're going out, you're finding a house, you're getting under contract, you're going to rehab it, and then you're going to sell it. You're going to flip it quickly, and you're going to have to do that over and over and over again, whereas what we teach at Lifestyles is investing, where you're going to buy a property, same thing, you're going to get under contract, you're going to rehab it, and then you're going to use that house to provide somebody with a safe, clean place to live. You're going to offer the best product at the best price, and that family or individual living there is going to pay you, and you're going to pay the mortgage and the insurance, and then you're going to have cash flow that is going to come into your household. And you don't, for that stream of income, you don't have to go back and out find another house to get that again. I mean, you're going to keep getting that stream of income month in and month out. You go get another house to increase those streams of income, but with flipping, it's a one-time deal. You sell the house, there's your income. Once it's gone, you got to go buy another house. It's not going to pay you every month. That's the difference between passive income and earned income. Oh, that's the other thing. Flipping is earned income, and you're going to have to pay, both sides of the Social Security and Medicare. So you're going to pay 15% of the self-employment tax in addition to the regular taxes that you're going to have to pay on that.
Wow. Yeah, it is a significant difference. And, you know, I've got a friend that's what he does is he flips properties and, you know, he gets himself into a situation where sometimes he can't find a property to acquire. So he goes through what I like to call the dry period. And, you know, on our side of the fence, you know, if you get a little bit of a dry period, it's not a problem because you just wait it out. Let me ask you, we're kind of coming up to the end of the show here. What are your thoughts on the economy?
What are my thoughts on the economy?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you that hard question.
My thoughts on the economy for this. Yeah, thanks a lot. My thoughts on the economy are this. We're talking about places that people live. If the economy goes up, people have to live someplace. If the economy goes down, people have to live someplace. My mom told me years ago, she said, you ought to sell insurance because everybody needs insurance. And that's a true statement. In the same vein, everybody needs a place to live. Millennials like to rent. They don't want to own. That's what all the studies that I'm seeing are saying. I mean, the last house I leased, it was up for 5 days before I leased it. A gal emailed me, said, like to live in your house. My husband and I, she came, she never saw the house. She saw it online. showed up to look at the house, said, okay, where do I sign? And gave me a deposit, moved in that day.
Outstanding. Hey, we're up to the end of the show, David. Can you stand by? We'll take you into the next hour. And folks, go to lifestylesunlimited.com to sign up for a free workshop near you.
To the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.